This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Tuesday, September 26th. Well, if you're heading to St. Thomas or the St. Croix area in the first of the year, expect to pay a little bit more port taxes. The Virgin Island Port Authority has approved a capital cost recovery charge of $5 per cruise passenger aimed at funding key upgrades to the territory's cruise port facilities. This charge will be effective from January 1st of next year onward and targeting Royal Caribbean Group and its associated vessels docking at the Monsanto Marine Terminal in Crown Bay over in St. Thomas. Now, proceeds from this tax will primarily fund the Crown Bay District Upland Development Project, which includes the construction of a third pier and essential dredging operations in Crown Bay. The plan is to introduce a similar charge in St. Croix to build a pier large enough to accommodate Royal Caribbean's Freedom Class ships. And the P&O cruise ship Pacific Explorer diverted from its route to aid a distressed New Zealand-flagged yacht named Second Life off the coast of Fiji after receiving a distress signal. Initially, there were three crew members on the yacht, but one was confirmed dead by the time help arrived. The Pacific Explorer, carrying 2,000 guests, reached the yacht around 1 a.m. yesterday morning and managed to bring one of them on board while rough weather prevented any others from coming on the ship. The Fiji Navy with a patrol boat later arrived to the yacht to assist with the rescue. Maritime New Zealand's Rescue Coordination Center confirmed a death, stating that the yacht crew encountered difficulty while at sea. Despite the detour, Pacific Explorer has resumed its course to Fiji. And no cruise ships were scrapped in 2023, at least so far. Cruise Industry News has released their latest cruise ship secondhand market report. And after a record-setting 2022 where 18 cruise ships were scrapped, the trend of selling cruise ships, well, at least for now, is at a standstill. The surge in scrapping began with the onset of the pandemic in 2020, and it saw a significant increase from just one cruise ship scrapped in 2019 to 38 over the next 3 years. Carnival Cruise Line led the way in the scrapping with six ships going to different scrap yards between 2020 and 2022. Behind Carnival, you had Palmentier Cruises, Cruises and Maritime Voyage, and Star Cruises that collectively sent eight ships for recycling. Other companies like Sea Jets, Marella, Peaceboat, and Bahamas Paradise Cruise Line also sold vessels to breaking yards during the pandemic. You can read this full report at cruiseindustrynews.com. And cruise line stocks were down on Monday. Carnival Corporation down 1%, 13.90. Royal Caribbean down slightly, 90.97. And Norwegian down 3%, 15.18. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.